Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. Welcome to episode 3 of the Group X Files. Today is all about finding yourself, knowing yourself, being your truest instructor self. Stay tuned to learn how you can best embrace who you really are. All right, friends, how many times have we heard someone say, oh, just be true to yourself? Oh, just find what makes you happy. Find what makes your heart happy. You do you. All of these things come to the forefront in today's world, and some of them become a little trendy, a little cliche along the way. But nonetheless, truly becoming a fantastic instructor is 100% dependent upon, do you know who you really are? Can you tap into your most authentic self? When we start out as instructors, let's be honest, we have other instructors that we aspire to be like. We're like, man, that's the person that inspired me to take class. And it could be a fitness celebrity. I mean, we could be going back to like Denise Austin or Billy Blanks, Jane Fonda type thing. Or it could be someone at the gym that we take class from on a regular basis, and they were the person that inspired us, right? We were the person in their front row that they recruited to become an instructor, because they saw some sort of promise in us. And now we're aspiring to be as great as that instructor is. But here's the deal. No matter if we're teaching a similar format to them or the same exact format as them, each of us is unique. And I don't mean that in any sort of sappy way of, you know, oh, each of us is special in our own way. Look, I was born in 1980. I don't buy into the whole each of us is special. Yes, we are special in our own ways, but we have to work to tap into that. We have to find what that special thing is about ourselves and figure out what does that mean for us in terms of connecting to other people and making them want to be around us. Because when we teach a class, there's a lot of pieces that have to fall into place. We need to have a good workout. If they don't get a good workout, no matter how much they love us, they may not come back to class. We've got to nail the personality piece of it. And we also have to acknowledge that we're not for everyone, right? There are going to be people that just don't like us. And there's nothing we can do to change that. We can't change who we are. If we start to change who we are, then we lose the other people that were coming because we were embracing our own authentic self. We've got to nail the music piece of class. If we're delivering pre-choreographed stuff, okay, we've got the workout and the music already taken care of by someone else, but we still had to put the time in to learn it and make sure we know that music, make sure we know when the choreography shifts, right? So we have all of these pieces that we have to nail. Then there's people's names to remember and to say hi to them as they come in. So there's a lot going on. And you don't need one more thing to think about. You don't need to be thinking about how someone else does it and how you're emulating them in your execution. That doesn't make you your great instructor on your own. That makes you a copycat. And we don't want copycats. Copycats are, you know, they're a cop-out. You wanted to get into this field because you felt passionate about it. So now it's time to figure out, number one, your why. Why are you here? Why are you showing up day in and day out? To be honest, when I started, I didn't know my why. I saw an ad, I responded to an ad, and I thought, I might be good at this. I figured I would use my background and all the years my mom made me take dance classes when I was younger and put them to good use. I knew I needed to move my body more, so my why might initially have been more about me than it is about my members. I can tell you my why absolutely specifically today, two decades later, and I could have told you my why plenty of years ago. But when I first started teaching, I didn't have a why. And now some of you are going, well, what's your why? If you could tell me your why so specifically, what is your why, Sarah? Very simple. I want to see people move better and take better care of themselves day in and day out, because I know they will feel better in their daily lives for doing so. My mother passed away when I was younger than I should have been. And she was the person who, if she was around, she'd come to my class. But then I would buy her, say, a pack of yoga classes for a studio near her house, and she'd never use it. Or she'd say, oh, this hurts. And I'd say, well, you need to go take a walk or do this or do that. And she was a nurse. She knew better. And I'm not at all blaming her or throwing anything around. But when I saw the way that she lived her life and how this hurt and that hurt, and life was just harder for her because she didn't exercise. So my goal is to get people to want to move their bodies and to find a way to move their bodies that makes them feel good and want to do it again. And for some people, that's going to be 100% dying on a spin bike, let's be honest. But for other people, it's not going to be dying at all during their workout. And if they die during their workout, they're never coming back for another workout. So that's my why. I want to see people move better and feel better in their daily lives, inspired by the movement that we do together. All right. So how are we going to figure out who we are authentically? There are generally four types of group exercise instructors, and I guarantee you've seen each of these at some point in your career, whether it's teaching classes and taking other instructors' classes or just being a participant in classes. We've got people that are more like a drill sergeant. They are very direct in their delivery. They are not going to give you the, oh, good job, sweeties. They're just not. They're going to be direct, and they get buy-in from their participants because they are direct. People know they are no nonsense. They are not there for fluff. They are not there to get the pat on the back. They are there to do the work that is asked of them. And they resonate with someone who is maybe more a little bit direct. Now you're going, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense for a boot camp class or a spin class or something hardcore. But how does that translate to a yoga, to a Pilates? It might not. Someone who is a drill sergeant type personality might not be the best fit for a yoga or a Pilates class. And if you are a great fit for a yoga or Pilates class, it may be that your dominant archetype is not a drill sergeant. Let's be honest. Like I said earlier, we are not for everyone. And we can't morph into these different archetypes just to try to please people, because they will sense that it is disingenuous. They will know that it is not authentic and is not coming from who we truly are. Then we've got the instructor that kind of feels like your best friend, right? They get buy-in from being relatable, very good at connecting with their members, very good at supporting them along the way, very good at connecting maybe via telling some stories along the way, or, you know, remembering, oh, so-and-so said that they had their anniversary dinner coming up this week. So as their best friend type instructor, when that person walks in, hey, how was the anniversary dinner? And hopefully others of us that aren't best friend type dominant are still remembering these things about our members, and we're making those connections. We don't have to be their best friend to make those connections, but your best friend type instructor is going to be the one who is super encouraging along the way. They're constantly looking out for you, providing that support that you need that will make you feel like you can do the workout and that you're going to crush it and it's all good and you're the best person ever and you're the best group X participant ever. And not that they're doing it in a disingenuous way. They just truly are the person that just wants to connect with you. And that's great. And if you've gotten through these two types, you're going, yeah, I don't see myself in either of those. How about just our Energizer Bunny type instructor? They light up the room, right? Their energy is infectious. It doesn't matter what type of class they're teaching. It could be bar, it could be spin, it could be kickboxing, it could be yoga, it could be an aquatics class. It doesn't matter what type of class this Energizer Bunny is teaching. They light up the room and people are just drawn to this energy of theirs. And that said, they can probably execute all those high kicks. They could do all the high impact options in their classes. But what makes them great is that they know they don't have to. They've got all the energy in the world, all the energy for days. They can do all these things, but they also know how to reach people and how to let that energy show through to the different types of people that are present in the room, right? That's the other half of knowing who you are is part of it. But then we also have to know who is present, and we'll get to that later. That's not a today discussion. Today is about finding ourselves, being true to ourselves. So you've got our drill sergeant, right? They're very direct. You're not going to get that moral victory from them. If you deserve some praise, you'll get the praise. But they're not going to go around and pat you on the back and say, good job, sweetie. You'll get them next time. You tried your best. They're just not. They're not going to be rude. They're not going to be disconnected. But they're also going to be very direct. Then we've got our best friend, right? Someone who's super relatable, super supportive throughout class, can't wait to connect with us. We've got our energizer bunny, who is just radiant with energy. Like, we just can feel that energy when we walk in the room and we want some of it. And we figure if we take their class and we're around them, some of that energy will just penetrate into our souls and we'll feel energized by them and get through this workout through their energy. It's like they just have it to share and they're just passing it out as they come into the studio. The final type of kind of instructor archetype is like our technical buff, our technician, right? You've all met that instructor. They're there because they want to see you move better. They want to see you exercise better. They want to see you perform better. They want to see you execute better. They are so precise with their cues and their communication, and they strive to see you move with precision in your classes. Obviously, this is a huge asset if you're teaching something like strength training, if you're doing something that involves alignment, so like your yoga and Pilates type classes where that form is very important. You might be a technician instructor if you're drawn to those type of classes. That said, not everyone's a technician. Some people are there to have a little bit more fun and be your best friend. Some people are there for energy. All of us as instructors have some part of each of these in us. And it's a matter of figuring out which one is dominant for you. I would venture most of you have one that stands out to you. Drill sergeant, best friend, energizer, or technician. One of you, those sticks out right away and you're like, that's mostly me. But you're going, but also, I'm kind of this other thing. And that's normal. We're all going to have kind of a dominant archetype and then a non-dominant one. But if you're looking at these going, well, but sometimes I'm this one, and sometimes I'm this one, and sometimes I'm this one, like I'm split between all four. You're not split between all four. No one might want to tell you that, but you're not split between all four. That means that you need to take a little bit of time and do some self-reflection. Where I find my best instructors are the people that are really good at self-reflection, that will be honest with themselves, maybe to a fault. But my instructors who don't have the capacity to honestly look at themselves, whether it's their personality, whether it's figuring out what type of instructor they are, whether it's truly assessing their strengths and their weaknesses, like if they were to film themselves and go back and watch that class, what would they think about themselves? We all have something to improve on. Every time I go take a class, whether it's from one of my instructors, whether I go visit another studio, whether I'm at a conference, whether I'm at a learning workshop, I always learn something. Even if it's a brand new instructor that I take class from, I always learn something because number one, everyone has a different perspective on life. So you're going to get something different when you walk in that room, even if you're taking a body pump class. We all know that the Les Mills product is very structured. And if you take a body pump class, you can expect A, B, C, and D. But every instructor is different. And your experience with each of those instructors is going to be different. And that's the fantastic thing about this world. But you've got to be willing to put in the work and look at yourself honestly. Kind of one of the greatest things, Les Mills makes you film an assessment video and send it in before becoming fully certified. And I know plenty of other certification groups do that as well. It's really hard to go back and look at that video of yourself, especially as a new instructor, but even as a seasoned instructor, if you are good at self-assessment and truly opening up and looking at yourself from an honest lens and not just a, I know I do this well, I know I do that well lens, you learn a lot about yourself. So if you're thinking you're split between all four of these archetypes equally, you're not. Take some time, really think about, if I were 100% true to myself, if it didn't matter what anyone else thought, if it didn't matter what my boss thought, my group exercise manager, if it didn't matter what the people in my class thought, if it didn't matter what my partner thought, what and who am I? End of story. What kind of personality do I feel in my soul? Do I want to boss people around and be very direct? Cool. That's fine. Some people respond very well to that. Am I the person that wants to cozy up and be their best friend? Okay, also fine. Am I the person that's going to nitpick form and be so precise with my cueing that it might border on boring? That's okay. You're going to embrace who you are. If you've got that nonstop energy and you are just going and going and people are like, oh my God, how many monsters or how many whatevers have you had today? And you're like, none, this is just how I am. Embrace it. The only way you get better as an instructor is if you embrace who you are from the depths of your soul. I will die on that hill that if you cannot be honest with yourself about who you are, you can't excel to your greatest potential, whether it's as an instructor or in other areas of life. Find who you are. Find what resonates with you. Find that spot from which you teach really well. Now, it's not to say that our technical buffs can't be entertaining in their delivery. You can use your God-given personality, your sense of humor, to lighten things up. Drill sergeants and technicians, those can be very dry. That's where your personality becomes super important. Use that personality. Make light of things when you need to. My energizers and my best friends could come off as people that others don't take seriously because they're so full of energy. They're so peppy. They're so friendly. They want to connect so much that maybe people worry that it's not going to be a tough workout because they come off as so bubbly and nice. So it's finding that balance within ourselves, being able to embrace who we really are, but at the same time using the less dominant parts of our personality to help maybe soften or toughen the parts of us that aren't so much, right? No one wants to be barked at. Well, I won't say no one, because we've got plenty of people that they legitimately want someone hounding them the whole workout. They want to be pushed. They know they can do better. They want to be pushed to be better. There are people that 100% respond to that. Just like there are people that are just happy to show up and all they want to do is move their body, and they want someone to say, good job for moving your body. You achieved absolutely nothing with this workout. You had 2 pounds on that bar when we were doing a chest press. But you know what? Good job, sweetie. You showed up. And some people, that's all they want from their instructor, is to be told, look, I'm here for you. You showed up today. I'm going to give you applause for showing up today. But we know that most people are some combination of these things. They want to be pushed to an extent, or they wouldn't show up for class. Now, granted, there's the social aspect of class too and the community aspect of it that a lot of them are showing up for. But if they could be self-accountable and could push themselves, they may not show up for class. So in some respect, everyone wants to be challenged. It might not be, I know you can do 50 burpees in 20 seconds kind of challenged, but they showed up. They did the hard work of making the decision to show up for class and actually showing up. So now it's our job to challenge them in some way, whether we're a drill sergeant, whether we're a best friend, whether we're an energizer or a technician. It's our job to find that challenge. It's our job to know who we are so that we can best reach the people in the room. And I know you're going, well, this is supposed to be about finding who we truly are, but you're also talking about who other people are. Well, once we figure out who we are, that's kind of a bigger challenge, is you've got this room full of people, and it might be 5 people, it might be 55 people. And you've got to somehow be able to, on some level, know who they are as well. And you'll learn that very quickly if you are teaching through your authentic self, because you will see who responds to you and how they respond to you. And those that are just feeding into it, great. You know, you can amp up that part of your personality and that part of who you are as an instructor to connect to those people. But to the people who are looking at you like you have 20 heads, you say, okay, those people aren't going to relate as much to my dominant archetype. I'm going to have to tie in a little bit to my non-dominant type. And whether it is, like I said, if you're one of the harder personalities, that drill sergeant, that technician, that can be a little boring, you've got to play into your sense of humor. You got to lighten things up a little bit. If you're more on the energizer and best friend realm, you might have to dig into that little bit of a harder side of you to challenge the people that want to be challenged. It's a fine line that we tread as instructors in terms of allowing people to move forward towards their goals, but at the same time, not allowing them to be entirely defeated along the way there, right? I use this analogy all the time in my classes. When you go out to run and you decide, I'm going to run a marathon, you don't go out and run 26 miles on your first day or even attempt to run 26 miles on your first day. Maybe it's a lap around the block, and it might be a walk around the block. It might not even be a jog or a run around the block, right? So we've got to use who we truly are to get people reeled in and connected and get them coming back, because everyone is on a journey. We're on a fitness journey. As instructors, we're also on our instructor journey. But each of our members is on a journey as well. And for them, it might just be, I want to move my body. It might be, I want to move my body better. It might be, I have this crazy fitness goal that I want to achieve, and this class is going to help me move towards that goal. So it's really honing who we truly are so that we can help them be who they truly want to be. And that's like a super philosophical, like got real deep all of a sudden at the end of this podcast kind of statement. But if we're not teaching authentically from ourselves, if we're always trying to be that instructor we wanted to emulate, then we're never going to authentically connect with our members, and we're never going to help them truly move forward. Now, granted, there are some people that are just going to come to this class at this time because that's what works for their schedule, whether or not they're truly getting the most out of it. But when we look at our why, right, start there. Why do you want to do this? For most of us, it's not the money, right? We might be teaching a couple classes a week, if that. Some of us rely on the money a little bit more, let's be honest. The money might be part of our why. But at the end of the day, there are other things you can do for money. So why this? Why? Why are you showing up? Why are you putting in the effort to either learn someone else's choreography or create your own and then show up in front of a room full of some of them being strangers, some of them being people you've developed a community with over time? But why are you spending all that time preparing to lead them in a workout? Why are you in this? Start there. Really take some honest time with yourself to figure out why. If it's because you like the attention on you, you may not wind up being the best instructor. It's got to be about the members at some point. It can absolutely feed your ego in some sort of way, and it can help build your confidence, and you might really like being in front of a group, and that's good, and that's all well. But at the end of the day, your why should have something to do with the people in front of you. And then once you figure out that why, figure out who. Who am I? What type of instructor archetype do I fall into? It's that simple. Except it's not that simple, because this is the hard work that we have to put in on our own. We can't solve this in the 20 couple minutes that we're on the podcast. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some introspection. It's going to take some honesty and maybe some hard truth with ourselves to truly find who we are. And then start to embrace it and accept it. you might have thought you were something, but the more you think about it, you're like, no, actually, if I wasn't afraid of being judged by people, this is exactly who I would be. This is my honest self. And roll with it. Don't be afraid to embrace who you really are. That's the challenge that I present to you going forward from here. Be authentic to who you are and embrace that and be proud 100% of who you are each time you walk in that studio. If you'd enjoyed today's podcast, heck, even if you haven't, go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we have plenty more group exercise instructor development content coming your way. We'll see you next time on the Group X Files.